We left off yesterday on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. I think we were up to Darash Rabba Bar Chana. I think we read Rabba Bar Chana, but we get up to Rav. So let's just read Rabba Bar Chana one more time. Darash Rabba Bar Chana, Chaticha Shel Nevela V'Shel Dag Tamei, which is what we had in the Mishnah. Eina Useres Ad Shetitein Tam Barotev V'Kipa Uvachatichos. So what do we have in the pot again? We have trace piece of meat. Then we have some kosher pieces of meat. We have rotev, and we have kippah. We have whatever spices and other stuff that is floating at the top. So he said that it has to be no same time in everything b'chaticha. So immediately, by the way, there's an obvious problem already, which we didn't discuss yesterday. How is it possible for the chaticha to give tam in the chatichas? Why is it impossible? It's the same flavor. So obviously you have to understand, and you have to understand in all contexts, when we use the term no same tam by Mindranino, it means the shear of Nisinas tam, which means shishin. That's what we're going to assume. Yes, Noam?
But I mean, we still have to talk about practical effect. Like, this isn't an arbitrary occurrence. It must transfer something.
It's not detectable. Normally, when every time the Mishnah gives the shear of no same tam, so it means it should be subject to the kfela. The kfela tastes it, and it tastes so he can taste it. This is not tasteable. I'm not arguing that there isn't molecular exchange between the chatichos. I assume there is diffusion throughout. But we can't talk about it in terms of real Nesinas Tam. So Nesinas Tam here is more in the abstract.
But does abstract Netinat Tam transfer Isser? In other words, how is the Isser getting from point A to point B?
Through the Rotev?
Through the Rotev.
Yeah.
And through this Netinat Tam. So there is Netinat Tam, you just can't taste it?
You can't taste it,
you just can't tell the difference between
that's what I mean.
Yes, that is correct. Going back, right, that is correct. Ben Sfield?
Before sort of like the institution of what we think of as like the 160th, what would they have said as the rule of thumb or whatever, like how to be mabato?
So are you asking, you can ask two questions. The correct answer is, of course, they always knew shishim. If you're asking the question, al pi pshuton shel mishnayis, what's the din? So it's a hard question to answer. In other words, I think almost all the cases that are mim b'shein omino will use the term no same tam. When they talk about specific isurim, so they generally talk about truma and aril and klai karim, and they give a hard shear. They never talk about cases that I know of, that I can think of min b'mino, and give a numerical of other isurim, not of the truma family, not of arla kelei kerem, not of yayin esach and tevel, which are aser b'mashehu. I don't know that they ever give any and I don't know if there are any cases of them. The closest thing we have is the implication of the Gemara reading our Mishnah of that it should have been batel barov, but that is yavesh b'yavesh.
Right. Right. Is there any difference, like if you say according to Rashi about like the mashut, like is there any? Sort of has the same substance?
I assume that for Rashi, so you're just adding another layer of complication, which is if you take out the mamashas, right, you have the isser in a cheesecloth bag, and you pull it out. So Rashi, we know already for sure, holds that Tom Kikers the Rabban in that case. If it's Mimbimino, what would he say the shear would be according to the Mishnah? I don't think there's enough data.
Which is like what you said about the Rabban would say that you in that case, like that's the case, but that's when it's...
But that's Mim B'Shein Omino. That's Mim B'Shein Omino. Yeah.
It's Mim B'Shein Omino,
like what do you have? It's Mim B'Shein Omino, I know what we do. We always going to look at Shishim. I don't care whether you pull the stuff out, don't pull the stuff out. It's still going to be, if there was Shishim there, we don't know how much hypothetical flavor of Mim B'Shein Omino came out of the Mino. Nobody's going to be able to taste it. Okay. So that was what Rabban Bar Chana said. Rabban Bar Chana said that part of what combines to create Bittul is the chatichos, the kippah, and the rotev, is mevatel the chaticha viser. He is assuming, and going back to my comment yesterday, like my chakira I left you with, which was, is according to Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is not batel, is it that min is oser mino, or that a min of iser is oser mino shel heter, or is it that mino shel heter does not have the capacity to be mevatel mino shel iser? Now, in truth, just to go to that formulation for a second, given the makar for Rabbi Yehuda, what would you say, Noam?
It's not
right, you would say it's not mevatel. Right? Because what the malka of Rabbi Yehuda does is what? Jared, do you remember? What is Rabbi Yehuda's malka that Mimino is not bato? Yeah, what's the malka according to Rabbi Yehuda? What did you learn that from? Do you remember? Dam HaPar and Dam HaSayer. Dam is not Mevatel Dam. There's no Isser V'Heter to talk about there. There's no Isser V'Heter to talk about there. It's a question, both the Dams are there. The only question is, when you mix them together and now put them on this Be'ach, have you put Dam HaPar and Dam HaSayer, or have you only put the one that's the majority? And clearly the Torah says, well, Akach, mi Dam HaPar, mi Dam HaSayer, v'nasan al karnasan al Be'ach Sedim. So, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. That's Rabbi Yehuda's formulation. You could not be so literal. There are ways of getting around that. But clearly Rabbi Bar Chana believes that chaticha shel heter is mitzdare to be mevatel the chaticha shel iser. That is amply clear. Rav was not happy. As I mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Bar Chana probably holds like his, I think his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, that mimbamino is batel b'shishim. So when he said that you want to know how to be mevatel the chaticha b'iser, well, everything else in the plot, including mino, including the chaticha shel heter, is mitzdarev, because mimbamino has bittel b'shishim. Rav was not happy. Oki Rav Amora alei v'darash. The one you asked me in Seder, so I'll say this once annually. There are two kinds of Tanayim and two kinds of Amoraim in the Gemara. I don't mean the good ones and the bad ones, or the conservative and the liberal. I mean a Tana who was a Mishnaic sage, a sage belonging to the period that we know of the Tanaim. That's one kind of a Tana. The other kind of a Tana, which actually exists in the Amoraic period, was a Braisa reciter. His job was to memorize Braises, to know Mishnayis, to know precise Nosof. As I mentioned to one of you, a lot of them, stories you find in the Gemara with Tanaim, they were blind. And I suspect this has something to do with oral memory of people who've lost one sight, and it has an impact that other senses are strengthened with that loss. It just seems to be very common. Even Rav Sheshes and Rav Chista, where the Gemara in Erevin talks about each one was terrified of the other. Rav Sheshes was terrified of Rav Chista's Harifas, and Rav Chista was terrified of Rav Sheshes' Bekias. Right? You say a din, you say a whole pilpul, and Rav Chista comes, and Rav Sheshes just pulls a brisa, throws a brisa at you, it shows you that you're wrong. Rav Sheshes was blind. He and Rav Yosef were two famous Amoraim who were blind. So that is Tana type 1 and Tana type 2. When it says, Tani Tana Kame De'ex, that's exactly what it is. Or if Rav instructed the Tana, Same Mikan, remove the following line, this guy was basically, you didn't have written texts, so this guy was the written texts. There are two kinds of Amoraim as well. There's the Amora that we think of, they both are in the Amoraic period. There's the, although you could have had one in the Tanaitic period, there's the Amora who is an Amoraic sage, right? A sage who belongs to the period after the Mishnah, before the Chasimah Satalmud. And then there's an Amora who was a microphone, because they didn't have microphones. And it might not have been just a question of physical projection, but at some point it's also a question of kavod. It's a question of kavod that the Amora, when he would give the public lecture, he wouldn't shout the words. He would whisper or quietly tell the Amora, who was the microphone, and he would in fact project it to the Rabbim. If I'm not mistaken, in Hilchos Avelos, I think there's something about you're not allowed to study Torah. An Avel is not allowed to study Torah unless it's a few select areas. And an Avel is not allowed to teach Torah at all. Unless, I think, like Tzorach Barabim, the public needs him, and such a person can paskin a shayla. And I think there's even a situation where he has to teach, so they talk about what he does, how I think maybe you have two people. He whispers to one whispers to two, and then that person projects it. So it was sort of part of a formal thing sometimes that you have this Amora. So, I think that's the term actually good. I think that would be the situations when they told the Meturgman, I forget who it was, when Rabbi Gamliel was embarrassing Rabbi Yeshua, and everybody told him stop, right? So now Rabbi Gamliel couldn't talk to the public, because I think that is the term probably used in the Tanaitic period. Okay. So, Oki Rava Mora Levid Vidarash. Kevon Shenosan Tam Bechaticha. So there's a lot in this line. So what's going on here? So Rav Bar Chana understands, it would seem, that no matter how stuff gets mixed together here, you have one chaticha of nevela, and everything else in the pot is mitzdarev to be mevatel the tam of that chaticha. But Rav seems to understand that there's a two-step process here. that could create problems. And Rab assumes that somehow the Chaticha of Isser first assered the a Chaticha of Heter, one Chaticha of Heter, and that stuff then turns around and assers the entire pot. So Rashi says on Kevin Shenasna Tam B'Chaticha Acha Shehoisa B'Tzida Tomit What you did was you cooked one chaticha first with just one other chaticha. For whatever reason, before you put the other chatichas in. Or the way they were cooked in the pot, let's say you had not enough soup initially, not enough liquid, and your chatichos, there were some piles of chatichos, and in one particular case you had two chatichos that were both sitting above the liquid level. So let's say chaticha number one is partially submerged. On top of chaticha number two is another chaticha. On top of chaticha one is a second chaticha. On top of that is a third chaticha. So those two chatichos, which are not at all in the rotev, so they kind of can stand alone. If one of them is isser and one of them is heter, they will transfer flavor from one another, although it's not bishul, it's tzli. So how much do they transfer normally? Kidei klip or kidei netila. In other words, these two things sitting dry would asser a small amount. But let's not have it that way. Let's say there's fat in one of them. So the fat travels throughout the heter. So Rav, in either of these two cases, where you only have two pieces in the pot, or you have pieces that cook next to one another, which means not in the liquid, otherwise they would be mixed up with everything else in terms of tam. So Rashi says, in that case, v'lohoya bezo shishim be'isser, v'nasna hanavela tamba, you don't have shishim against the isser, so the nevela, which is the isser, puts tam in the other chaticha, v'achar kach nasan shara chatichos b'chidera. And I think Rashi says, where does he say it? Somewhere he says it. Where does he say you throw out the rotev? I didn't make that up, right?
That's on the bottom. It's like chazra something.
Yes, right. In the last Rashi says, b'shakadam esilkof, that's the teretz of the Gemara, but he said you removed the original isser and you tossed out the liquid also before you put anything else in the pot. Right. So in this case, Rashi, let's forget about the rotev for the moment, but the assumption is you have two chatichos. Let's pretend right now there's no rotev. That introduces a different complication. You have two chatichos stewing, cooking together. And now, once you've done that, you throw the other chatichos in. So Rav is concerned that when you have the scenario with the chatichas nevelo or chatichas dagtame, that one chaticha asers another chaticha, and then they aser the entire pot. That is what Rav said. So Rav said that when the chatichas nevela falls into the pot, don't think that you can take all the other chatichos and the rotev and the kippon to be mevatel it, because there's a problem. The problem seems to be, the starting point is the other chatichos don't necessarily help you. But the Gemara is very, very bothered by Rav Shita. The Gemara immediately asks, Amar le Rav Safar l'Abaye. Rav Safar says to Abaye, Michvei Rav Kiman Amara l'Shmaite. Who is Rav following in his opinion here? And this is Rav's opinion in general. It's not limited to the sugya. This is not Rav was explaining this according to when she did his whole life. This is Rav's position. Rav and Shmuel hold that min bimino is batel and how much? Not at all. Rabbi Yochanan, Rav and Shmuel say min bishino mino is batel b'shishim b'nosein tam and min bimino is oser b'mashehu. Rav Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan say min b'sheino mino oser b'nosein tam min b'mino is oser b'nosein tam. We would say shishim for both of them. Rav and Shmuel min b'sheino mino is b'nosein tam, but min b'mino is oser b'mashehu. Right? Rav and Shmuel hold like the position the Gemara attributes to Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is never batel. That's explicit, and I've hinted to this before. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is not explicit. Rabbi Yehuda only says ein dam mevatel dam in one context. The Gemara extrapolates that into a broad shita. But Rav and Shmuel state explicitly, regardless of what you think Rabbi Yehuda really held or his original intent, Rav and Shmuel say black on white, min b'mino is not batel. That's not really disputable. So Rav Safar says to Abaye, he says Rav is holding like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is not batel. So mai irya kinosan ta'am. Now, you have to be very, very careful here. The Gemara has one question, and the Balei HaTosfos have another question, both based upon this phrase, but they're asking two different things. They both ask, why do you have to have kinosan ta'am? When the Gemara asks, why do you need kinas on tam? What it really is asking is, why do you need the first chaticha of iser to aser the second chaticha of iser, and now it's a problem in the big pot when you put all the other chatichas in? Why does one chaticha aser the other chaticha automatically, according to Rav? Why? Min bimino is not batel. If that's the case, if I am dealing with pieces of beef in this pot, I have one that is truly nevela beef. I have another one that is heter beef that became usher because of the nevela beef. Now I have however many of the pieces. I have 100 other pieces of 200 other pieces of beef in the pot. What difference does it make whether I have two pieces of beef that are usher or one piece of beef that's usher? What is the ratio of mashahu? Nothing. There is no ratio. It doesn't matter if it's one piece of meat in 200 pieces, two pieces of meat in 200 pieces. It's all the same thing. So why is it essential for Rav, Abaye asks, Rav Safra asks Abaye, why is it essential to say that kevan shenosna tam b'chaticha, chaticha asma nases levela, and now you have two chatichos, you're talking about asering the rest of the chatichos in the pot. One asers them just like two asers them. So who cares? That's the question that the Gemara asks. It's not being medactic in words, Rav's words, kevan shenosan tam. Now, the Gemara is just asking, who cares whether or not we have two pieces of iser or one piece of iser? Who cares whether the first piece aser the second piece or then aser the second piece? It's all the same thing. Now, there is another question that you could ask, which is obvious, and the Baalei Tosfos are bothered by it. Some of you may have seen Tosfos. Anyone know what Tosfos' question is? Any of you get to Tosfos yet? Okay, so if any of you know what Tosfos' question is, then I awesome admiration for you because you're a Navi. To know Tosfos' question, I haven't looked at Tosfos. But okay, but you should be as smart as Tosfos to figure out this question. The Gemara says that once Chaticha 1 is no same time in the second Chaticha, the second Chaticha is Nasas Devela, which for the moment, let's just translate, it becomes Asur, and now we have two Chatichas of Isur. What obvious question should jump up and grab you by the neck and say, ask me? Avlavi? Well, that's what Rav is saying, and that's true. Rav is saying, it does say that. The Gemara's question is, why do you need the first to aser the second in isolation and then go on to aser the others? Because the shear, there's no shear. So even if one didn't aser the second, you can put one, the original iser, into the pot with the other chatichos, and it goes from one chaticha next to the next chaticha, and so on. That was the Gemara's question. But there's something more obvious, I think, not more obvious, but obvious to ask about kevan shenas natan. What is the purpose of, shall we? What is the purpose of saying, what does it mean when we say, kevan shenas natan b'chaticha? Literally means if it gives nesinas tam. What does the sinas tam mean in this context? Yes, but how much? It's a shear. Right, so let's say that this piece of nevela was once at least 1/60th the size of the second piece. So you cook them together first, and we don't know how much flavor comes out, so we assume all the flavor comes out. Right? So that makes the second chaticha asura. But let me ask you a question. Who is Rav following in this drasha? Whose position? Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what does the first chaticha have to do to aser the second chaticha? Yes, and what shear does it have to give into it? Does it have to give nesinas? Nothing. A kol shehu. You don't need nesinas tam. Let's say you take an itty bitty bitty piece of chatichas nevela in the pot with a mango chatichas heter initially. And you put them together. It's less than 1/60th. Will it make it aser? Yeah. So why does the Gemara say, kevan shenasna tam b'chaticha, b'chaticha asasna sevela? Even if it wasn't nasna tam. What? No. That's Tosus's question. The Gemara just read the phrase generically, kevan shenasna tam b'chaticha, when it asered the chaticha. And hence the Gemara wanted to know, if you're holding min b'mino, is aser b'mashahu, why do you need chaticha 1 to aser chaticha 2 before they together as one happy family aser the rest of the chatichas in the pot? Even if it didn't aser the second chaticha first,
when you take that one chatiha miser and put it into the pot, it will aser every chatiha because it's mashal. Why do you have to do A nails B, and then A and B together get the rest of the pot? That was the Gemara's question. It's not about how does A aser B, how much does A, what does A have to put in B to aser? The Gemara didn't focus on that at all. Right? It understood it very generically. Kevan shenasa tam chatiha means kevan sheasra hachatiha. Tosos hones in on the question, if you hold mimimidos b'mashahu, you don't need chaticha slevela to aser the second chaticha with 1/60th. Any amount will aser and should make it nevela. And now you have two pieces of iser, and now you have to be measured against the rest of the pot. No?
It might be a ball of us, but if the shear for Rabbi Yehuda is kolshehu, then kevan shenatan tam just means kolshehu.
That could have been a reasonable balabatish answer. For those who are new in the shir, I don't consider a balabatish answer calling somebody balabatish an insult. If you already know I'm an anti-brisker, so presumably one of the categories in the brisker is balabatish, right? So Noam is suggesting that for Rabbi Yehuda, for him to say, you know, for anybody who holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Nesinas Tam is mashu. No, I'm not so persuaded of that, but that it's possible. Yes, Lavi. So that's almost the same thing that Noam is saying.
Right.
Okay, fine. Listen, so you can think that that's the Pshat Teretz, but it's irrelevant to us only in the sense that there's very important Tosos, Halacha L'maisa, which is predicated on reading that very, very carefully. Yes, Ben Sion.
Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when there is the Dama Seir, Dama Par, it doesn't all become Dama Par, Dama Seir, right? That's his whole thing. It becomes both Dama Par and Dama Seir. So both of these pieces now are Heter and Aser, which makes them Aser. There's some Isser. But then when you have like a third piece, it's become like heter, heter, isser, and then the fourth beat is like heter, 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 isser.
You lost me in the second step. The first step I got.
He says when two things like combine that are the same, generally of the same type, it just like it becomes damapar and damasir. It's
right.
Both of them at once.
It's also because the isser is extant, because bittel doesn't work.
Right. But it's like when you have the two pieces together, right? You have one chaticha isser, one chaticha heter. So when they touch each other, just like it's Damar Damasir, it's Chaticha Isser Chaticha Heter is one, and the other one's also Chaticha.
Actually, probably not true. Actually, it's probably the Chaticha Isser still remains Chaticha Isser. You could argue, the whole question, Ben Sion, the question is, when do you say Chaticha Nases Nevela? Alright, so the term Chaticha Nases Nevela itself is subject to interpretation.
But Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that everything becomes Isser. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that when you have two things that combine, one doesn't become the other, even if you have a lot of the other. Everything becomes everything.
In the original Makar, yes, because you're not dealing with Isser. No. In the original source, Ben Sion, you're dealing with one thing. One thing, and they're both extant. And when you throw the blood, you throw in the blood of both. What he would say here about the issue that falls in, I'm not as sure. The heter, I'd agree, he would say that, and as Rabbi Huda would say that when you have a lach-balach mixture, there, what you're saying is true. I don't know if he would say that when you're dealing with only a transfer flavor and you can separate the two pieces. I don't know.
It's almost like Rabbi Huda were saying the opposite. Instead of saying that both of them remain there, we're saying that just everything becomes issue. It's just like the anti-bitzel. Everything has a tom of it.
No, we don't know that everything becomes issue. Wait, should we?
I was just going to say, can you possibly say that just if that's in order for the first piece to be us or the second piece with Hanan, then can't you say that the shear in order to be us or is 1/60th?
It's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that Hanan applies to all Isurim, not just Basa B'chalav, right here, says, you see from the Gemara that even though it's Oser the second piece, it won't be Nases Nevela to Aser anything else unless you have 1/60th. Yeah. It's a huge chiddush, right? But that's exactly Rabbi Natan's answer. He's saying the reason why Rav said kevan shenasna tam b'chaticha is because if it asked it only b'mashahu, it would be also the second chaticha, but it wouldn't be nasas nevela. Correct. But the Gemara is asking two different things. The Gemara and Tosfos are asking two different things on the same phrase because the Gemara is taking it less literally. The Gemara is taking it almost a balabatish way and now just wants to know what difference does it make one or two. The original one can ask all the chatichos. Whereas Tosfos is taking it quite literally, in a non-Balabat this way. Yes, no.
So, just Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. He holds that there's no bitzel because of the dam, and therefore he doesn't hold by the pasuk of Achar Rabbi Matot.
You don't apply Achar Rabbi Matot.
Wouldn't it seem that, at least if you follow the Rush's opinion, that you could apply the Rush's rationale to Rabbi Yehuda, that things could still be mivutal mishum safek? There's no actual bitzel, but there still would be an issue of safek, even if you held that there was no bitzel.
Yes, but that only, that the whole point is that's why it works. But even Rabbi Yehuda's moda by yavish biyavish.
Okay.
We said that Rabbi Yehuda's moda by yavish biyavish because when you take each piece. You via roven safek, but when they're blended together, when you say about tarovas of lach balach, you know that when you're eating it, you're eating iser and you're eating heter. So if you say there's bittul, then you're only eating heter. But if you say there's no bittul, so when you're eating it, you're also eating the iser. Yes, it was the same observation I made about Rashi. I didn't harp on this in Shira. I don't know if I spoke about this at all, but I didn't speak about it in the Rashi, but I mentioned it. Rashi in the bottom tzadi testament off, and I don't think Tosas understood Rashi correctly. Rashi talks about whether when you have a tarovas and bimino. That the Isser is still be'en. And Tosas understood it one way, but I think what Rashi meant is, as opposed to Mimishein Amino, that if by Mimishein Amino, if the tam disappears, then if you can't taste it, the Enomino of Isser doesn't exist anymore. Why? Yes, molecularly it exists, but if it's not discernible at all, it doesn't exist. By Min Bimino, even if you have a large amount of Min, to some extent, the Isser is still extant. Why? Because you don't know when you're tasting it, but you are tasting it. No, he only says it. Well, he only says it by yavish biyavish. Right,
yeah.
Right. So Rashi's talking about by lach balach.
Okay.
Right. You're correct. The Rush would say by yavish biyavish. He uses achrei arab al nahatos in a very strange way. Right. The Rashba is the intuitive. I understand the intuitive. Rashba says it's just odds. Right. What is the probability? Right. And the Rush says when you have a taros mamimino, the iser disappears. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara's question then is just for Rav. The Gemara's question is, why does it make a difference that the first chaticha asid, the second chaticha, there's enough in the first chaticha because it's oseh b'mashil to asid the rest of the chatichos that are in this pot. Now, what the Gemara has not yet considered, but Rava is going to in the second teretz, is how does one chaticha asir other chatichos in the pot? Now, the truth is, there are two possibilities in the world, physical world. What are the two possibilities? They're kind of obvious. How does flavor transfer from one chaticha of basar to another chaticha of basar in a pot?
Liquid.
Either through the rotev, in which case the rotev also has the ability to make it permeate the entire other piece, or if they happen to touch each other. Now, the amount of the transfers may only be maybe lesser, or maybe only can they cleep on unless it's a fatty thing. Okay. So the Gemara hasn't yet considered what is the role of the soup, of the rotev in this pot. Because typically, we would, let's say for the moment, we usually think that for the flavor to go from one chaticha throughout the other chaticha, it has to go through the rotev. And what happens when it gets into the rotev? Can the rotev be mevatalit and prevent it from getting into the other thing? Because the rotev is, with respect to the chaticha, eino mina. So even Rabbi Yehuda should acknowledge the possibility that there is bittul. Okay. So the Gemara is going to give two terutzim. But first, let's just read. The Gemara says, "My irya ki nasantam, afilu ki lo nasantam nami." So Amar Lei, Abai responded, "Hacha b'maya askinan, b'shekadam v'silko." I know. Remember, you had these two pieces of meat. And then, before you put the rest of the stuff in the pot, you know what you do? You take out the original piece of nevela. So had the first piece of iser not turned the second piece of meat into iser, there would be no problem. It's only because the first piece of meat first asered and turned the second piece into nevela. Now, that takes on the role of the first piece and can aser the rest of the chatichas in the pot. That is what Abaye says. Okay, so you want to know why for Rav it was so important that it asked the other chatichos? The key is, Rav is telling you, even if you go and you grab that iser and say, oh my God, and you throw it a mile away, now that it asked another chaticha, now that other chaticha can do the dirty work as well. Now, Let me ask you a question. How much of that second chaticha is asura? The language of the Gemara read literally says chaticha atzma nases nevela. The entire thing is iser. Now, is that really truly necessary for Rav? Do you need for the entire second piece to be iser? Why not? What do you need in the second piece in order to make the rest of the pot aser? You should only need a kol shehu. Because whose shita is Rav following? Rabbi Yehuda. You should only need a kol shehu. So, in truth, the terminology of chaticha atzma na'atzma nasas nevela should almost seem to be unnecessary. At least not in the way we think of it. We know there's one other sugya. I don't know if it appears anywhere else. There's one other sugya in which chaticha nasas nevela appears. And there it's paired with another expression. It's paired with the expression efshar lisochto is aser. What does efshar lisochto mean? It means if I cook milk, meat and milk, I say, oy ven, and I grab the piece of meat, and I wring out the piece of meat to get all the milk out of it. And now I can't taste the milk anymore. We use the magic substance called vum. In the non-magical world, you're not reading that yet. Soon you will be. You remember what vum is? No. Mirat Hashem, very soon, when he's even a little older, you read him Dr. Seuss. His hat, Cat in the Hat comes back. The magical substance that cleans the pink stuff, all everything. We do have, even though we live not in the world of Dr. Seuss, we do have vum. You know what our vum is? If you cook it with more meat, what will happen to the milk in the first piece of meat? It will diffuse, and at a certain point you won't be able to taste it in any piece, in the original piece or anywhere. So the chinish of the Gemara is the chaticha atzmanasas nevela, that efshal lesochto is aser. Even if you could somehow wring every drop of milk out of that piece of meat, it's still going to be aser. Why? So the Mishonim will say, because you had heter plus heter, creates a new chefza here. Now, these are the only two places that it's said. Now, is chaticha nasas nevela here meant literally that the entire piece becomes this? So the question is, why is that necessary? What's that? No, that's why, so you want to say for the sheer bittel of the rotef. Okay, except for Rav never spoke about the rotef. Right, he said, chaticha atzma nasas nevela ve oseres kala chatichas. So it could be that's what he's thinking about, but he doesn't say anything about the rotev. So in effect, why am I so preoccupied with this issue? I'm preoccupied with it because I know that there's Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita, that you don't say chaticha nasas nevela except for by basar b'challah. In which case, you're going to have to explain what the phrase means here and its significance. So when we talk about Tosfos, we'll eventually talk about that. Okay, but leave that issue aside. So the teretz of the Gemara, the first teretz is, you know why it's so important that chaticha 1 make chaticha 2 asura, and then it asers the rest of the pot? Because you took chaticha 1 out before you threw all the rest of the stuff in. And if not for the fact that it made chaticha 2 into a chaticha snevela, the rest of the pot would be mutter. But because chaticha 1 asered chaticha 2, and it's nases nevela, chaticha atzma nases nevela, chaticha 2 now has the capacity to aser the rest of the pot. That was Abaye's approach. But Rava, and the reason why I did this Gemara now, was for this last line. Rava amar, afilu tema, lo kadam besilka. Nope, you don't have to fold the first piece of meat out. You know why it's relevant that you have two pieces of iser versus one piece of iser? Because have min umino v'davar acher, the chol min umino v'davar acher salikas mino kimi she'ino, v'she'in mino rabba alav umavatla. This is a fascinating, fascinating statement. Rabbi Yehuda says that nevela meat is not betela and kshera meat. Okay, so if I have 100 pieces of nevela meat, and I blend it together, or I cook it together, the tenth of the moment, we don't really have much liquid. With the nevela meat, it's all shared together, it's all awesome. There's no big deal. But what happens if my stew contains the following? It contains beans, and barley, and ketchup, and water, and a nice and a bone of flunkin of heter, and then we get some iser flunkin that goes into that pact. So I understand that according to Rabbi Yehuda, mimimino is not batal, but we have other stuff in this pot. So how do we look at this situation of bittul? Do we say that the min, that the flanken, which is not kosher, aser is the flanken, for minimally speaking, which is kosher, and I don't care that there's other stuff in the pot because mimimino is not batal? Or do we say no, that the other stuff in the pot, if there's enough of it, could overwhelm the flanken, which is iser, and do away with it, and we don't care about the fact that there happens to be meat in that pot?
Kosher meat.
Which is mina. That's the question. So Rava makes a claim here. Rava says that when you have min bemino v'davar acher, meaning min of iser, in min of heter, and there's eno mino of heter, you look as if the min is not there. Salek is mino ki'ilo eno. And you just look. Is there enough heter of non-mino to be mevatel the iser of mino? That's the question. And Rava says, that why does it matter that you have two pieces of iser, Shui? Because, granted, it doesn't matter how many other pieces of meat I have in that pot. All I need to be questioned in the Bittel's issue is there enough rotev and kippah to be mevatel the prohibited meat? Prohibited hatichas nevela. Well, that depends on how much meat is asura. If the first chaticha had not been oseris, the second chaticha, then I only need shishim and the rotev to be mevatel one piece of meat. But if I say that first, the first piece of meat asur, the second piece of meat together, and now everything else in the pot is thrown in the other pieces and the rotev, well now I need shishim and the rotev, can I get two pieces of meat? So that's the nafkamina. Had the first piece not asur the second piece and made it into nevela, then I would have needed half the amount of soup to make everything in the pot look. But now that the first chaticha asur the second chaticha, now I need twice the amount. We need necessity for twice the amount of rotev. Now, why am I talking about this? Because Is this Gemara relevant halacha lemaisa? Let me frame this differently. Why not? Why is this Gemara alter not relevant halacha lemaisa? Correct. We don't pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. So who cares? For us, min and shein omino in a pot of heter together, when iser falls in, even if it's the same as one of them, it's the same question. Is there shishim? Is there not shishim? Period. End of discussion. So what difference? It's no nafkaminitas. Okay, it's a nice, fascinating scenario. And we're going to say lumdus on it, but why does it matter? So I'll tell you why it matters. Because the Rashba came up with a chiddush. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. True. Rabbi Yehuda was more or less machmir by mimbemino than mimbeshein omino. More, obviously. There's no bit of mimbemino. How do we paskin? Are we more machmir mimbemino or mimbeshein omino? So many we show them in the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbi Natam and the Rashba and the Ravid, is that Mimbishay Nomino is more chamer than Mimbimino. Why? Two words? Close? You got one of them. Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker, Midaraisa. So, the Rashba makes the following claim. If I have a Taroves of Mimbimino, where I know that there's a majority of Heter, but I don't know exactly how much. And there might have been shishim, but that might not have been shishim. And it spilled out. And now there's no way for me to calculate. Had it not spilled out, I could have figured it out. But now I don't know. I mean, I know that there was one kazayas of treif ground beef, of treif soup. And then I put it into soup, and all I need to do is find out how much soup is in the pot, except for, oh, it spilled out. So I don't know. So I know there was a rov, and maybe there was shishim. So the Rashba says, because min b'mino is batal and atorah b'rov, and I know that there was a rov, and the only suffix is whether I also had shishim. So the Rashba says, sveika the rabbanon is lakula. But what if I have a case of min b'she'eno mino, and I know that there was a rov, but I don't know that there was shishim. So the Rashba, and then it's nishvach. Then it spills out. So the Rashba says, it's aser. Why? Because sveika the raisa l'chumra. Then the Rashba says the following. But what if I have a kezias of nevela meat that gets mixed into the following mixture. Kosher meat and beans and barley. So the Rashba says that just like Rabbi Yehuda says, Salek es mino, ki'ilu eno v'she'eno mino rabba lavu mevatlo, we can say, Salek es she'eno mino, ignore the beans and the barley in the pot, and as long as I know that I have more kosher meat than treif meat, I know that midoraisa, the kosher, the treif meat will be batel, and now that I have other stuff in the pot, other beans and barley, if I might have had shishim in total, it's mutter, because it's only a sfeika d'rabbanan. That's what the Rashba says. Is the analogy correct? Is that a reasonable analogy? The Mechaber quotes the Din. He doesn't quote anybody who dissents. I'm not going to answer that question for you now. I want to work on finishing up the Gemara, finishing up pieces, but that is why this particular issue is relevant. Hint, there is a Shach who discusses this issue and takes issue with the Rashba or with a certain reading of the Rashba. But that's what the Rashba says. Our Gemara says that for Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not batel. If min falls into mino and davar acher, ignore that it's min b'mino, just look at the min b'she'eno mino, and if the eno mino can be mevatel the min, then everything's good. And the Rashba says, we don't pass it in Rabbi Yehuda, but we hold that min b'she'eno mino is midoraisa b'shishim. So if in min of iser falls into min of heter, and she'eno min of heter, and we don't know if there was shishim, but we know there was at least a rove of mino. The rove of mino is mevatel the iser, it's midoraisa, and now since we might have had shishim, but we're not sure, sveika d'rabbanan on the kula. So you get to think about whether those two are actually equatable. Now I'm going to.
Is it might not have been mevatel if they had the mino d'rabbanan.
It's vaday batel barov, the mino. No, you Rashba's case.
What is the sveika d'rabbanan?
Well, because he says there's not clear whether you have shishim in all the heter keneged the min. Even if when it's a straight min d'amino case, midrabanan you need shishim. Midrabanan you need shishim. Midaraisa you need a rove. So the Rashba's point is that when min falls into rove of heter plus other stuff, as long as you know you had a rove of that mino shel heter, so midaraisa it's already bought out. Now the only question is between the min and she'eno mino of heter combined. Do we have shishim keneged the min of iser? Because that's what you need midrabanan. So if you know you had more min of heter than min of iser, and you might have had shishim in total of the min and the eno min of heter, so the Rashba says once again it's a sfeika d'rabbanan, just like Rabbi Yehuda's case. You can ignore the eno mino to turn it to realize it's a sfeika d'rabbanan, and if you have a rove, so if it rove, you know it's all a sfeika d'rabbanan, and you might have had shishim total, so now it is a suffix, it's not vaday asim midrabanan. So he says that's about that. No. But does Rava Bar Chana disagree with Rava's principle?
Yes, because he says you count everything. He says you count.
Of course. No, of course you do. That's what we paskin. But the question is, what if you're mesupak whether you had shishim or not?
It doesn't seem like that would matter.
What do you mean? He doesn't tell you about the case of Safek. He says you want to be mevatalit, you need nisina bitul atam, you need shishim in everything else connected the iser. So we pass in that way. But he doesn't talk about what happens if nishvach, what happens if it's a suffix.
That's completely speculative as to what.
Correct, so I have no idea what he holds. But Rava claims that there's a principle. Again, Rava Brachana doesn't even talk in the same universe as Rava.
Exactly. They're not in the same universe.
I agree, but you can't. Rava Brachana is totally not dispositive to what to Rava's din. And from Rav Rechana's statement, you have no idea what he would hold legabe salik yismino keilu eno for Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rav Rechana doesn't pass Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, neither does Rava. How do you know, by the way, Rava doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda?
He doesn't pass like Rava.
What?
He generally passes like Rava. And
thank you, wise guy.
Abaye and Rava both don't pass.
I want to know, how do you know Rava doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda? No, but he says, but with the eno mino. Salek es mino ki ilu eno, v'she'eno mino rabba lava mevatlo. He's explaining for Rabbi Yehuda how it works. So Rava doesn't hold like Rabbi Huda. He's explaining how it works for Rav, who holds like Rabbi Huda. How do you know? How do you know? You already learned the Gemara that Rava doesn't hold like Rabbi Huda. This, by the way, if you feel bad that you read this Gemara and it didn't register with you, don't feel bad, because you're learning this for the first time and you wouldn't even think about the question. I've read this 10 times and it didn't occur to me, but this time I read Beis Yosef even more carefully and he pointed out something which is obvious. How did the sugya open on almost on Tzadik HaSamer Aleph? Rava said, Amar Rabbanan B'tayma, Amar Rabbanan B'kfeila, Amar Rabbanan B'shishin. So how does the Rava play out? So min b'she'eno mino of heter, like truma, you give it to a coin to taste. That's the time. Min b'she'eno mino viser, you give it to a goy to taste. And then min b'mino, where tasting doesn't help, or min b'she'eno mino, where you don't have a kfeila, what's the shear? Shishim. So you see that Rabbi says that the shear b'mino is shishim. So Shui, it's obvious. There's no way you would have picked up on that, because you would have never asked yourself the question, how does Rabbi Paschal and Rabbi Huda not? Because you barely know Rabbi Huda Shita. In fact, I knew Rabbi Huda Shita, and I didn't think, now maybe I'm not thinking because I know we Paschal that against Rabbi Huda, so it didn't raise eyebrows from me seeing Rava. But the Rishonim are very astutely aware of who's playing whose game. I don't know if any of you picked up on this, and I didn't put this on the Makoros, but do you remember the Gemara asked the Kasha about, Shmuel said, what did Shmuel say going back to the opening of the Mishnah? What's that? No. Going back to the Mishnah said, "Gid Hanasha She Yerush and Isbashel Bagid Harezeh Benosei in Tam." What was Shmuel's opening line? He said, "That's only if you cook it, not if you roast it." Fine. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha. Again, the Gemara said, "Ini, is that really true?" But didn't Rahuna say that Gid Shetzla Gvi Shetzla V'Chelbo, the entire thing is Asa? Okay, so the Gemara then said, the Gemara said that Shmuel's mode by Chelet because it's Mefapeh. So then the Gemara says, but there's a story between Mishnah and Maon where Rabbi Yochanan permitted it. So the Gemara answered, that was a Gedi Kachosh. So why is a Gedi Kachosh? Why is a Gedi Kachosh mode? So there are two tevuts in the Rishonim. Either there's not as much fat, or the fat of a corn animal doesn't diffuse. So the Rashba quotes the first teretz that it's bata b'shishim, but then he has a problem. You know what his problem is? If that is true, that the reason why gedi kachosh is mutter is because the chelav is misbatel, how could the Gemara say that for Shmuel? Let me ask you a question. You have to. It's all these pieces pulled together. It's a big machlokas. Do chelav and basar have the same flavor or not? You can't go wrong answering this question. It's not locus. But the Rashba says, it's not the way the Shulchan Aruch passes. The Rashba says, Chelav and Basar have the same time. So the Rashba asks the following question. How could you say that a Gedi Kachosh would answer the question for Shmuel, that if the reason why Gedi Kachosh is mutter is because there's less than Shishim and the Chelav, that's the Fatel, Shmuel paskins like whom? Like Rabbi Huda against Rabbi Huda. Rav and Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Huda. So if the only reason why chelav of a gedi kachosh is batel mutter is because it's batel b'shishim, because there's so little fat, that won't solve the problem for Shmuel. Because men b'mino is oser b'mashahu. See, if you say like the other teretz, yeah, it's clever, isn't it? Right? You have to know to nobody remind the Rami Rashba that Shmuel holds, you know, like Rav Yehuda. It's not spoken about in the Gemara. Now this is more obvious. That one answer Shui is to say gedi kachosh doesn't percolate, rather. It doesn't diffuse, so Shmuel, even for Shmuel it's not a problem. The klipa may be a serve and nothing else. Or you could say more easily, chelav and basar don't have the same top.
It's a more easy answer to say.
Yeah.
The question is not on Shmuel.
That's what the Rashba says. You have to read that part of the Gemara, not on Shmuel. That's if you say chelav and basar are the same at Tom, and you say that it's that Gedi Kachosh is based upon Vitel B'shishim, then you're forced to say the Gemara is not really asking on leave of the Shmuel at that point. It's just asking Rav Huna versus Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. And remember, for Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem because you know Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Paskin, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Menemino is Batel B'shishim. Right. So it's one of those things that, yeah, right. In other words, until you've learned it, I'm teaching this, this is my at least fourth time teaching here or there. I don't remember if it was stuck in my head that we know Rava's Pesach based on that. But the Beis Yosef says it, so each time I go over it, it's like, but now it's finally settled for me. So here, Rava clearly, Shui, is only talking Aliba the Rabbi Huda, not because Rava holds that way. But again, You have no idea what Rav Aruch Hanna would hold about the general idea of Kavah Masoko. It's not of a Eino Mino Rabba Lava Mavala Salik Ismino, because he doesn't need to come on to that. But the Rashba also doesn't need that. But now he says, let's utilize the same concept in the reverse, because we have a different Sah. We're Momachna by Mimushen Omino. So now that I have a Tarobes of treif beef, kosher beef, and beans and barley, can I use the kosher beef first to be Mavato Barov, the treif beef, and now say it's only a Shaila de Rabbanon? Now I don't know if I have Shishim, Sesveka de Rabbanon Lakula. Whereas if I couldn't, if I only had treif beef in beans and barley and ketchup and so on, and that's a suffix of min b'shein omino, that's a sveka the rice and l'chumah. Yes, Noah.
In this case, though, you know, following the Rashba's reasoning, we don't know if he would actually hold it according to this conceptual model. So why aren't we just machmir misafik?
Well, hold on. Because there's no reason to assume that we reject Rava. Just because Rava is unnecessary, there's no reason to assume. Let me give you, we do paskin like this. We do need Rava. Okay, I'm sorry. Step back. Why do we need Rava? We need it. I mean, it doesn't come up every day, but Lamaisa, we need it. Lamaisa, we need it. No, who said that? Okay, you're right, except for one catch. Chametz on Pesach is aser oser mashu mimishen amino also. It's the only iser that's that way. But methodologically, your answer is correct. So someone else can fill it in. Someone said it? No. What are you looking for methodologically here? That's what Boaz was doing there. He's looking for something that we hold as aser b'mashu. So you know, what do we hold as aser b'mashu? Yayin Nesach and Tevel. So let's take Yayin Nesach. What would happen for us if Yayin Nesach fell into water and wine? So
I thought it was only aser b'mashu fell into only wine.
Yes, but let's say it falls into both wine and water. And the water could be mevatalit, but the wine can't. So we would paskin, I believe. This doesn't come up in Taruvas. I don't know if it comes up in Hilchos Yayin Nesach. It might, but I never learned old Hilchos Yayin Nesach. That we would say salik es mino, the wine of Heter ki ilu eino v'she'eino mina rabo mevatlo by Yayin Nesach, by Tevo. Same thing could happen in a different way by Truma and Arla and Kalaya Kerem. Remember that Truma and Arla and Kalaya Kerem, Truma the shear of 100 and 200, is only by Mimbimino. So let's say I have a little bit of orla, of applesauce orla, that falls into applesauce of heter plus orange sauce of heter. Okay, there's such a great thought. Pear sauce of heter, okay? More like it. So now the question is, how much do I need to be mevatelet? So let's say I have 60 times heter pear sauce and 60 times heter applesauce and one unit of iser applesauce. So if I look at the applesauce falling into applesauce, it's not going to be batel because I need masayim. But if I can say I ignore the applesauce of iser and I just look at the pear source of heter, I ignore the apple source of heter and I look at the pear source of heter, that is enough to be mevatel the one unit of applesauce of iser. Right? So it is relevant to us by things that are oser and yoser mishishim. Whether it's Me'a Masayim or the easiest case, Shui, is the Yayin Nesach case. Yes, no?
You already said those cases are fundamentally conceptually different than our case, though.
No. No, they're not. What Yayin Nesach and this?
Yeah.
No, they're the same. Iser Mashahu.
Iser Mashahu, but if we're holding like Rabba Bar Rav Hanna, we don't hold by Iser Mashahu.
But we do hold of Iser Mashahu by Tevel and Yayin Nesach.
I understand that. So we very well might, by Yayin Nesach, specifically hold like Rabba.
Yeah.
But in the case of having your cholins, because it worked, the mechanism is completely different.
Whoa, hold on. So you have to think about whether or not the Rashba's inversion makes sense. In order to do that, we have to come back to the Hakira that I gave you at the end of yesterday and repeat in the beginning of today. What does it mean for Rabbi Yehuda that Mimino is not Bata? So I gave you two choices. Is that min is oser mino, or is that min can't be mevatel mino? That was the two questions. Two choices. What would you say looking at Rabba's din? Think about it for a moment. Is Rabbi Yehuda saying, or Rav and Shmuel saying, that any amount of mino, as of iser, asers mino of heter, or is Rav and Shmuel and Yehuda simply saying that min of heter does not have the capacity to be mevatel iser?
Show me. It seems like they're not mevatel.
Why?
Because if you just remove, let's say like you just see it like it's not, and then it can be mevatel.
So it seems like that's the only thing holding it back. Like at the end, it says...
No. Salik, understand, okay. Salik is mino doesn't mean you physically remove it.
I mean, think about it.
As it were, okay, fine. Turn it
back. But then it says umabaflo, which means that it, the only thing, there's only one thing holding it back. It's not like it answered it and then you can't...
You're on the right track. You could formulate slightly more sharply, but yes. No, I'm
going to say the opposite.
Good, excellent. There's someone to beat up on. Yes. Go ahead.
I think...
Would you like me to explain what he said first before you...
Sure.
Okay. It's your choice. If min asered mino, then as soon as it falls into the min sheino mino, it's going to aser that mino. The fact that you have sheino mino there, it's not enough to have sheino mino keneged the min of iser that filling. You would need sheino mino keneged all of the min. All the min. The min of heter, min of iser.
Isn't that what Rava says?
No, Rava says the only reason why you need keneged both is because first mino separately asered another piece of min, and now they fell into the heter together. But if you have one min, one chaticha of iser, that falls into a pot that has chatichos plus rotev, so you don't count the chatichos in the cheshbon of the bittel, but you can pretend they're not there, and you just look at the chaticha basar and the rotev. And if there's enough rotev to be vatel, the rotev's a vatel, and all the other chatichas remain heter. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is explaining why is it essential that Rav say, Kevan shenasna tam chaticha atzan nasis tevev ho seres kol chatichos. So one teretz wise, because you pulled the first one, Israel. But Rav is saying no, both are there. The key of asering the reason why one chaticha alone can't aser the other chatichos is because you also have rotev here. And so if you only have one chaticha viser, you might have enough rotev to be mevatel. But what about the chatichos which are mino that are heter also? What do you do with those? Just pretend they're not there. So if this were about a chaticha mino, asering the chaticha mino, of iser being asering the heter, as opposed to not just being batel, so then who cares that you have shein or mino there? I presume that the min of heter, the min of iser, the chatichas, forget this specific case. A general case where you have min of iser that falls into min of shein or mino. I assume that the min of iser would diffuse into both. And therefore, the min of heter becomes oser. And now, if you want to be batel, you need shishin in the eno mino of heter. Can I get all of the min, both heter and iser? But you don't. You just look at it as if the min of heter is not there, which means that if that min of iser, min of heter can't be mevatel the min of iser, it's not the min that the min of iser asers the min of heter. Now, normally in a regular case, in the mino, what's an afkamina? What difference does it make whether I can't eat the chaticha because it wasn't mevatel the mino, and therefore I'm eating mino as well, versus if the mino asers the entire chaticha? The answer is the not. In other words, normally it doesn't matter, but it matters by min b'shein omino, when there's min b'shein omino in there. Now, min of iser, min of heter, shein omino of heter, so you can pretend the min of heter is not there, and if the shein omino of heter can be mevatel the min of iser, now, then you're fine. Yes, no?
According to Abai's understanding, though,
yeah.
Don't you say that Rabbi Yehuda says it makes it usher?
Possibly. So now you're getting to the question, Abai didn't give Rabbi's answer. Is it because Abai disagreed with Rava, or because Abai didn't think of it?
Well, Rava said afilu tema, meaning that's fine, but
so,
I can do more.
Correct. So, but the point is, Abai doesn't necessarily disagree. Abai came up with a case where you have where you don't have to come on to that, but maybe even agree with it. You know, there are a few more than one place in Shas, and sometimes the Rishonim say, even though it's not explicit, that labasar the shama may Rava hadar sar sfirale. So it could be that Abai agrees and knew it, but he wanted to give a case without having to introduce that concept. It could be he never thought of that concept. And it could be he disagrees. It
doesn't work by Abaye's case. Because by Abaye's case, if you have your, you know, nevela and you have your heter, and you take away your nevela, you're left with heter. Or you're not, well, according to
no, Abaye could be about a case where you don't have enough. Abaye's case could simply be where you don't have enough in the rotev to be mevatalit. And Abaye is saying, if not for the fact that Kevin Shanasna Tamba Chaticha and made it Nevela, everything would be Mutter. But because it turned it into Nevela, then everything is also. You'll say, what do you need the second piece? You have the first piece. The answer is Kadam Silka. You don't have the first piece anymore. Now that you have Rotev and more Chatichas, all you have is the second piece. So had the second piece not been Nesarayide, the first piece, all would have been Heter. Abaye is just a totally different case.
The second piece then is Aser Wa.
Because the first piece answered it. Kevin shenasnat menesinas tam, whatever that means, and made that piece into Isser. Whatever that means.
So we consider it as if it absorbed a certain amount of Isser from the first.
Mm-hmm. Kedei nesinas tam, let's say, the way Balei Tosfos read.
And whatever that small amount that it absorbed is less than shishim compared to everything else.
So to make life simple, in the second Tarovis for Abaye, you may not have really Rotev there. You just have other Chatichos. And because the first chaticha, a second chaticha, absorbed enough mamashos of the first chaticha, meaning kidei nesinas tam, it now has the capacity min amino to aser everything else.
Which is also a chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, fine. Should we? Do you have a question still on it?
No.
Okay, so that's what the Gemara is doing. That's coming back to my question yesterday. I believe that min is mevatel. Is not mevatel amino, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that min shel iser asers min shel heta. Okay. Now, if you take a look in Tosfos, the Bar Maskil b'shekadam misilka. At some point, those of you who have enough time at doing your full job, you're going to read the entire Tosfos. I only ask you for right now to look at the first half of Tosfos. But I would like to read it now because it is illuminating. All you need to know, by the way, from this Tosfos, when you learn Hilchos Taravos, you need to know two things. If there's a Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, whether the Chaticha Nasas Nevela applies to all Isurim or only to Basar B'chalav. Number one. Number two, you need to know one other detail. Even if you say Chaticha Nasas Nevela by other Isurim, it's only through a situation, probably, and the Ramah, I think, paskins this way, certainly B'Makom Hesed, only when there is Nesinas Tam. What do I mean by that? It means that if I mix wine of Isser into wine of Heter, and it's all cold, you don't say, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Why? Because the two are mixed together, but each one still has its own flavor. But if you were to take them together and cook them, okay, wine would not be the normal case. Let's say you had two substances that were cold that blended together and you couldn't separate them. You wouldn't necessarily, even according to Tam, you might not say Chaticha Nasas Nevela. You have two things that are physically mixed together. You can't separate, therefore you can't eat it. But it's not that the Heter is transformed Isser. But if you take that food and you cook it, and now the flavor of the Isser permeates the Heter, that's where you say Chaticha Nasas Nevela. And that makes sense, this position. Why? Because what's the source for Chaticha Nasas Nevela originally? What's the original source? Everybody agrees? Basar b'chalav. And how does basar b'chalav become asr? What is the rule? If I take meat and I marinate it in milk for 72 hours, am I allowed to eat it? No. Is it basar b'chalav? No. It's mutter b'hana, it's mutter to do. You just can't eat it. May the Rabbanan. Why? Because derech bishal asra Torah. Basar b'chalav has to be nesinas tam. In fact, Abaye wanted to argue that Tam Ke'ikar, we haven't seen this Gemara, but the Rishonim quoted. How do you know that Tam Ke'ikar? Because the Torah asered Basar B'chalav, and only asered it when you have Tam. And it must be, because we always hold the Tam Ke'ikar. Because if you held that Tam is not Ke'ikar, maybe Basar B'chalav would be asered, even if you can't taste it. Because the Torah said, you don't have Basar B'chalav together. You know, you don't cook them together. So Rava says, no. Tam Ke'ikar might generally be only the Rabbanan. But you know why, by basar b'chalav, in order to be asr, it has to have tam? Because the Torah said, lo sevash shel gedi b'chalav imo, derech bishal asr Torah. So here's a very important point. I think everybody agrees to this. We pass in chaticha nasas tevela by basar b'chalav, it's a din daraisa. Rabbeinu Tam, who says that chaticha nasas tevela applies to other isurim, it's only midrabbana. It's important to keep in mind. And our Tosfos will say it only applies when there's Nesinas Tam, not merely by a Tarovis of Lach Balach. Not just if you blend the flour together or you blend the meat together. You actually have to heat it so that Tam transfers into the Heter wherever it is. So that's the only thing you actually need to walk away from this Tosfos. The rest of the discussion, the first half, is how to read this Gemara. Because there's something about this Gemara that would suggest that one, Rabbeinu Tam or Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of them is wrong and one of them is right. Now, it's pretty obvious which is which. Who's right and who's wrong? Come on, you know. No. The simple reading of the Gemara suggests that whose position is correct by Chatecha Nasas
Nevela. The way you read it would suggest Rabbeinu
Ephraim. What?
The way you read it would suggest Rabbeinu Ephraim.
That what? You don't say Hanan by Shariser?
Yeah.
No, it is. You do.
No, because we said the mechanics of this really are not Hanan at all.
I've already set you up to learn to avoid the problem of Rabbeinu Ephraim. But the simple reading of the Gemara is we're talking about what type of an Isser here. What Isserim are involved? Either Nevela or Dag Tame. None of them are Basar B'chalav. So the Gemara Rav says, Chaticha Atzma Nasnes Nevela Oserish Kala Chatichas. Firstly, the language itself, number one. You could read it that way.
That's the way we did read it.
I know, because but the point is, when you read the Gemara on your own, your natural conclusion would have been Chaticha Atzma Nasnes Nevela. The entire second piece becomes Atzma. And there's a stronger point, Noam, though. Someone proved to me better, not just the language of the Gemara. How do you see from this Gemara that Hanan applies by other Isserim? Rabbi Nathan was very smart. He knew how to read the Gemara. Think about Rava's Teretz. What did Rava say? Rava said the following. The reason why does it make a difference whether or not the first piece answered the second piece? What's Rava's answer? Because if the first piece hadn't asered the second piece before you put all the other pieces in with the Rotev, how much would you have needed to be Mevatel? One piece. But now that the first piece asered the second piece initially, and now you put in the rest of the pieces in the Rotev, how much do you need to be Mevatel? Two pieces. But if you believe that Chaticha is not Nasnes Nevela, why would you ever need to be Mevatel two pieces? I have two pieces, the original Nevela and another piece. Why is the second piece Asr? Because it has some flavor, some tam from the first piece. How much tam is left in the first piece? I don't know. But how much total tam in the cosmos of these two pieces, how much Isser is there? How much total Isser is there? No matter what? Under all circumstances? One piece. You have a piece of cake. Some of you like to eat cake. Not at sheer lunch, obviously. Not in front of me. Okay? You take a piece of cake. Is it better to eat the cake as one piece or to cut it into a bunch of small pieces and then eat it? Which will fill you more? I didn't say, Zachary, you take the piece and you just like Cookie Monster style shove it in. I'm looking at the plate. I eat the bites of the same size, but is it better to leave the piece whole and take it or to cut it into multiple pieces? So you'll ask that to somebody in the psychology department. But in a flavor perspective, it doesn't make a difference. Why? It's the same amount of cake no matter what. So Rabbeinu Tam says to Rabbeinu Ephraim, one second. Now, direct conversation. The Gemara, Rava thinks it's significant that the first piece asser the second piece, because what does the first piece asser and the second piece actually do for you? It's making new isser. That's why you need shishim times the new amount. If you believe that you don't say Hanan by any other Isurim other than Basar B'chalav, it means by any other Isurim, the total amount of Isur there that you need to be Mevatel always is a constant. One piece in our scenario.
I would also choose one piece of cake.
Okay. But that's neither here nor there. Noah.
I'm quite confused right now.
Okay.
Before we said that Rabbi Yehuda's entire position is based on this idea that Bittul doesn't work. In other words, when you have multiple nindumino, you never close your eyes and say one of them is not there.
Correct.
We don't say that all of them are just considered usr. But now we're saying nevela, chaticha nase nevela, which is the equivalent of the opinion that the interpretation that we rejected of Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes. No. The answer is the following. Once you have a let me ask you a question. When you have a tarobis of min b'mino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not you say that Isser is not mevatel, heter is not mevatel Isser in this case, or whether Isser assers the heter, what's the din?
It's awesome.
Rabbi Nutam could say that regardless of which tzad in the hakira you choose, once you say that this piece is Isser in our closed system, the halacha now says, to borrow from the Rush's term, Isser, heter nepach lios iser.
seems to me like it's a little hard to say that if you're saying it's just not Mubutal, because if it's not Mubutal, it still has aspects of Pater.
So all I'm going to say, you have to read the whole Tosus. You'll see some of the discussion towards the bottom. Think about the position that we spoke about, it wasn't the Rivam. One of the Balei Tosus who said, you don't say Chaticha Nasas Nevela except for by a whole Chaticha. It's going to be quoted again in our Tosus because it's relevant to part of the discussion of Araya for Rabbeinu Ephraim. So if you only say it on a whole Chaticha, what does that mean? It means that Chaticha Nasas Nevela is not just about, you know, lack of bitul. It's about change in status. So I think that the initial stage, you can talk about stages. The initial stage is to decide whether it's permissible to eat this or not. Once you decide that it's usur to eat, you can now raise the question, now maybe we have a new, the halacha now relates to it differently, and now it's a chetz of isur. It's particularly relevant for that shita. I say chetz of isur because he says to be a chaticha shleima. But what's the difference if it's not a chaticha shleima or not? Just mitzad, is it batel? Is it oser? You shouldn't be able to eat it. That's step one. That doesn't tell you you can't eat it for either reason. But now, how do we relate to it? So that, I think you could start with either of the two approaches, and then move on to say chaticha nasis nevela. So Rabbeinu Tam's kasha against Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is a good question, is why would you ever need twice the amount in the Rotev to be mevatel the two chatichas? The total amount of chatichas in our little universe here is still one chaticha. I don't know where the original nevela flavors, how much is in the original piece, how much transferred to the other piece, but it doesn't matter. The sum total of nevela between the two pieces is one. So either way, whether or not one piece asked another piece first, or you didn't even have the second piece, you should only need shishim in the Rotev. Can I get that one piece? If you, Rabbeinu Ephraim, are correct that you don't say Chanan b'shari surim. But if you say Chanan chaticha nasas tevela b'shari surim, so then Rabbeinu Tam says, I understand that once the first piece asers the second chaticha and makes it into nevela, then I need 60 times the two pieces. What I started with the beginning of Shir, that Shui had said, had been mechaving to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam claims that you don't apply the principle of Chanan until you actually have Nesinas Tam. A mashehu from the first piece for Rabbi Yehuda and the second piece doesn't make it kula nevela. And there's no mamashas of the isser there, and that chaticha couldn't aser other chatichas. Once you get nesinas tam, it's equivalent 1/60th of the chatichas isser in mino of heter, it now makes the second chaticha nevela, the entire thing, Rabbeinu Tam says, and it can aser keshira, full shir. That's how they deal with it. Okay. So for now, I'm not going to read the Tosfos. You will, at some point, although that might be much later in the year, when we get to Basav Chalav, come back to the Tosfos, when we do the primary machlokas of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So if you didn't read the Tosfos now, and you don't read it now, we will read it at a future point. Tomorrow, we will begin by reading the Torah and the Beis Yosef. I'm going to do the following for you. I'm going to send you some Makoros, some Rishonim, for those of you who are not going to have the time.